This is Ozarks at Large. It is 2021. The Middleton grammarian, Catherine Sherrills, is with me. Catherine, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
And it's a new day, new year.
Me too. Now, we have recorded these on my front porch. We have recorded these in a strange indoor-outdoor way at the Carver Center for Public Radio. We're doing these first 2021 conversations in a very 2020 way, aren't we?
Yeah, if you don't do Zoom, you weren't there during 2020.
Right. But nevertheless, we are back together. And what do you have for us this time?
Kyle, do you remember this? A TV character named Raymond J. Johnson Jr. Would say, you remember?
Yes.
What did he say? Remember?
You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me, and he would go on and on with all these different combinations.
You can call me Johnny,
yes.
Or you can call me Sonny, or you can call me Ray J, or you can call me RJ, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Right. And people who are either, who didn't see this happen, because he'd be a guest on The Tonight Show or something.
Uh-huh.
We thought
His name was Bill Saluga.
Ah, and we thought it was funny every time.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Well, I think it's because it was something that we could do ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was the best music video ever made, Paul Simon and Chevy Chase singing You Can Call Me Al.
Yes, that's right. That was, when videos were still kind of young.
Yeah. So with a name like Kyle, I guess there's nowhere for anyone to go with a short form of your name.
No. I mean, people can make nicknames. You know, young 2 or 3 year olds might call me Kai Kai, but no, there's no official nickname for Kyle. But you have one.
Well, huh?
You could be Kate, right?
Oh, I grew up as Kathy.
Huh. Okay.
And,
yeah.
If someone calls me Kathy, I know they're from my other life. And I use Kate when I'm tired of writing the 13 letters of Catherine. But you might be surprised that having a short name doesn't protect you from people messing with your name.
Right.
So today we're going to explore short or alternative forms of names and how necessity was the mother of invention of short names.
I've been waiting for years for this conversation.
I bet we do one of your favorites. I've got a couple of favorites,
okay,
too. But let's start with Dick.
Yes.
What is Dick short for?
Richard, and I've never gotten that.
Well, there are at least a couple of other short names for Richard. Rich and Rick.
Right.
Along with Dick. Dickie, Ricky, and Richie.
Right.
Yeah. Can you guess why the name Richard spawned these alternatives?
Well, Rick, Rich, and Richie, okay, but not Dick, Dickie. I don't get that. No, I have no idea.
Well, in the Middle Ages, there weren't that many first names yet. So many people were named Richard. So many people were named Richard that they needed nicknames to tell them apart. And that's why nicknames came up.
I mean, I guess it makes sense that there was one point when we just didn't have enough names, but wow.
So Rich is short for Richard. Rick is pretty close in spelling. Yeah. And Dick rhymes with Rick. And that's why these names exist.
They were the Dark Ages, after all, yes.
Well, Middle Ages,
yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah.
Rhyming nicknames also accounts for William to Will to Bill.
Okay.
We know how a toddler's pronunciation of a relative's name often sticks into adulthood. My paternal grandmother's maiden name was Mary Lou Smith. Mm. Imagine having that name to pursue at ancestry.com.
You only come up with about 900 hits. Yeah.
But her big sister called Mary Lou Little Sister. Her pronunciation wasn't too clear, so it became out Little Sis.
Hmm.
Mary Lou hence became known as Lil.
Sure.
Later formalized to Lillian.
Oh my goodness.
She performed in vaudeville as Lillian Murphy with her second husband, Vivian Murphy, a man named Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
And the name on her tombstone is Lillian.
Wow.
Cradle to grave.
Wow.
All that is to explain how the already pretty darn short name Anne, with or without an E, became Nancy. Have you ever heard of that nickname for Anne?
No.
Me either.
Okay.
So the so-called short form is actually longer than the original name.
Well, that's just weird.
The transformation depends on two naming habits folks had in the old days. The first is to use the affectionate phrase mine, M-I-N-E, mine before a name. So let me take you through it.
Please.
Apply the first habit to our name, Anne, if you wanted to call her by an affectionate phrase.
Mine, Anne.
Yes. And so that became my Nan.
Uh-huh.
Because if you say it, you don't really hear that.
Right.
Right.
My Nan, yeah.
Uh-huh. And nickname trends of the time also had people adding C-Y to the end of names. So she became Nancy.
So this is kind of about name evolution.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sometimes they're shorter, but sometimes they're not. I really like the whole idea that they had so many people and so few names that they had to make some up. Why they didn't just make up new ones, I don't know.
Well, you know, this kind of makes sense why we had so many kings with the same name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and popes.
Yeah.
If you only had a small barrel to pick from, okay.
Now, Kyle, let's try a man's name,
okay.
Edward.
Uh-huh.
There were lots of men with that name during the Middle Ages. So do you remember? There were lots of men with that name during the Middle Ages. So remember how that affects nicknaming?
Well, you would shorten or rhyme.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how would you shorten Edward's name?
Ed, or Eddie, I suppose, but Ed.
Ed. Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to call him by an affectionate nickname?
My Ned. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ned. Mm-hmm. As for Ted, with names that start with vowels, like Ed, mm-hmm. people often added an easy-to-pronounce consonant.
Okay.
So Ed became Ted.
All right. All right.
Or somebody just made all this up and put it on the internet.
makes sense, kind of. Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. Even,
yes, yes.
I don't know. I've always held that among the weird nicknames for common given names, Margaret is the weirdest. The husband of my good friend Margaret called her Mags.
Mm-hmm.
I had not heard that before. I call her Maggie. What nicknames do you know of for Margaret?
All right. There is Margie. There is Maggie. There is Meg? Does Meg fall into this family?
Mm-hmm.
So then you have Meggie, and maybe, who is the woman who you put your hands, you were soaking your hands in dishwasher? Madge.
Madge, yeah, that's
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm. So those are some of the ones I can come up with.
You got most of them.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go through the list again.
Okay.
Maggie, mm-hmm. Madge, Marguerite,
mm.
Marge, Margie, Meg, and you said Maggie.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yes, I
did. I thought
you did. Yeah.
And Megan, or Megan. Also, Rita.
Huh?
From Margarita.
Funny, I get hangovers from margaritas,
Spanish.
But whatever.
And then Gretchen is the German diminutive of Margarita.
Oh, my goodness.
So Greta and Gretel also developed as diminutive forms in Germany. And then, of course, we have Peggy, which to me is the weirdest of all of them.
But that goes back to rhyming,
that Peggy
I bet.
Is the nickname for Margaret.
But
yes,
that's yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It rhymes with Maggie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one, Maraid is an Irish variation on Margaret, believed to mean pearl, which could be another nickname for Margaret, pearl.
Wow. So if you were...
And believe it or not...
Yes.
What?
Well, just if you were named Margaret, you've got like 75 names you can go by.
Yeah, aliases all over the place that you could explain if you needed to.
Yes.
Well, believe it or not, Daisy is a nickname for Margaret.
I did not know that.
The French word for Daisy is Marguerite.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Okay. Finally, there's that John to Jack thing.
Thank you, yes.
They have the same number of letters. What's the need there?
I don't know. I have wondered this since I was about seven.
I've wondered it. I think I first really thought understood it when JFK
yep.
was, you know. The most likely theory is that back in the 11th and 12th centuries, the Normans would have pronounced John as Jin. They also added kin, K-I-N, to the ends of names as nicknames. So Jin turned into Jenkin, which eventually turned into Jakin, and finally into Jack. All right, that's enough for today, Kylesy.
Kylesy. Our militant grammarian is Katie Sherlds.